It's a pleasure to be here with this particular topic. When the symposium was conceived of, a paragraph, a page of Peter's thoughts describing what the symposium might address came to me. And it really was my own response to the idea of speaking about imagination, the mother of all possibilities, that has brought me here. I love the idea of being able to think about something that brings together my experience and is a creative process in itself. The only problem with this particular topic is that it is so wide and it covers so much, and how to organize it and what examples to bring and all the things that I might say about this subject have been exciting, and also I have wondered what I would end up doing with the subject. And so I thought I would take you, first of all, to the immediate kinds of thoughts that came to mind with this subject. One is a quotation that was attributed to Goethe, began with his words and was added to, words that I used and quoted in Gods and Every Man, and words that I have also just sort of had tacked up. So these are words that have moved me and inspired me and are also part of what I believe to be utterly true. He wrote, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness, concerning all acts of initiation and creation. The moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. A whole stream of events issues from the decisions. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now." Now, the quote brings together what you can imagine and the commitment to it. And that is one of the major themes. What you believe you can do or dream that you might do, there is the necessity to take a stand, to commit oneself. And that is when synchronicities begin. And often when you dream you can do something, it comes out of the essence of who you are. And so your dream, your vision, is the experience of yourself wanting to manifest in the world. So that was one of the quotes that came to mind. Something else that came to mind that I ended up using in Close to the Bone, relative to life-threatening illnesses and reactions and empowered qualities that you might do if you should find yourself in such a position, goes back to another set of words that inspired me when I was probably about 4 or 5 or 6. In the 1930s, a child's classic was published called The Little Engine That Could. You may remember it yourself or remember it from reading it to your children or grandchildren, but it was about a little train that had the challenge to carry a bigger load than it had ever carried over the mountain. And its load was 4 children on the other side of the mountain. And so, in simple pictures, it's this little train. And interestingly enough, for the women in the audience, not in the version that I read in and read to myself and had it read to in probably the late 30s and early 40s, but in a later edition, it was changed from it to she, so that the little engine was a her. And the little engine, on giving this task, started up revving up her motors and saying, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." So what she was doing was imagining and affirming, saying an affirmation really, about what she was to do, what it or he could do.